There is a case on Bavam at Bays which said a matana manas lahakser is good, including esrog. That if I give someone an esrog on condition he returns, it's called it's good. And the brisa said beferish, not the brisa, it was a brisa, a statement of Rava, that if I gave Yosef my esrog and he didn't return it, he did a bad thing. It's not yotze, because I gave it to him, Stephen, on condition that what, that he should return it. If he doesn't return it, the Gemara says he's not yotze. So Toises comes along and asks, I don't understand something. Why is he not yotze? We have a concept called conditions, and if you don't follow the rules and regulations of conditions, namely, you didn't double the condition. I didn't say to Yosef, if you give it back to me, yotze. And if not, you're not yotze. So if you don't follow the rules and regulations of a condition, what's the din? The din is the Tanai implodes, and what you're left with is what? The Maisa. So why is Yosef not yotze? That's Toises Kash. I didn't do a Tanai Kafel when I gave him the Esrog. So the Tanai should go up in smoke, you should be left with the Maisa, and Yosef should be yotze regardless of whether he returns it or not. It's a great Kasha. That's Toises Kasha. Okay? That's number one. Number two. How does Toises answer the Kasha? Toises gives an amazing answer. All his answers are amazing, of course. He said it was self-understood. It was we all knew the story. And when you know the story, when it's an umdud nemuchach, when it's belayv kol adam, obviously I spent $300 on this esrog, I want my esrog back. So it's self-understood. I don't need to elucidate the double sides of each condition. It's self-understood. And therefore it's self-understood that I want my what? My esrog back. And if Yosef doesn't return it, then he's not yotze, he's a goslin, basically. So Toses points out that if it's an umdud nemuchach, belayv kol adam, you don't have to follow the rules and regulations of Mishpatei Tanoim. And therefore, the Tanai is still steadfast, even though I didn't double it. Yes, Yonah?
It's not hard to say. If there's a formula on how to do something, you don't do it. That's hard to say.
No, because we said that Tanai is just to assess the guy's minds. And if it's so clear to everyone, in everyone's eyes, then there's no reason to have what rules and regulations, Mishpatei Tanoim. Okay? You don't have to follow it. That's number two.
Can you say that one more time?
Yes. In other words, the in a situation where it's not so clear to everyone, then you have to follow the rules and regulations of Mishpatei Tanoim. But what's belayv kol adam, when everyone understands what's flying, and everyone knows that I want my esrog back, I spent $300, everyone knows that. Even though I didn't elucidate both sides, Lamais, it's still a good Tanai, and therefore if Yosef doesn't return, he is not yotze. I didn't double it, doesn't make a difference. Okay, that answers number one. That answers number two. Three, what is the machlokas you're showing Lagabi the din of Tanai Kafel? We had a fundamental machlokes in Rishonim. Does the din of Tanai Kafel apply to just Isser v'Heter, namely Gittin v'Kedushin, or does it apply in Gittin v'Kedushin and Isser v'Heter, it's all the same category, or does it apply in Kol HaTorah Kul, even the din in Momenus? So the Rambam quoted earlier Gaonim, who claimed that it was only limited to the din of Gittin v'Kedushin and Isurim. And the Rashbam is also of that opinion as well. And the Rambam thought he was dead wrong. He thought they were dead wrong, and he said no. He said the halacha was that Mishpatei Tanoim, Tanai Kafel applies across the board without a doubt. So that's the machlokes Rishonim I want you to get. Okay? That's three. Four. What was the svaras in that machlokes Rishonim? So the svaras run as follows. And that is that it is possible to say that the most important decision in your life is Gittin v'Kedushin. Bez Hashem, only Kedushin, not Gittin. Chas v'Sholom Gittin. But Lamaisa, mitzvahs are just as important, of course. And therefore, if you want to be told of the biggest decision in your life of Kedushin based on eating an ice cream cone, you better up the strength of the condition. And you better double the condition. Namely, I say to the woman, if I eat the ice cream cone, I'll be married to you. If I don't eat the ice cream cone, I won't be married to you. Because what on earth would you be told the biggest decision in life on eating an ice cream cone? So if you want to, fine, you sit there, hey, you can. But you got to show your Tanai serious. How do you show my Tanai serious? I double it. If I don't double it, forget about it. Whereas Mammon is cash. The bottom line, it's not like Kedushin and Gittin. It's not mitzvahs. It's just cash. And therefore, that's why those earlier Gonim limit the requirement only to what? Gittin to Kedushin and mitzvahs, but does not apply it to Dini Mammon. And the Rambam says, you know, I disagree with you. The Rambam says very strongly, which we're going to get into in the next question, the Rambam says, I think the category of Mishpatei Tanoim applies across the board, and there is no difference between Gittin v'Kedushin and Momenus. You want to what? Make a deal with conditions? Follow the way Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to address Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, and I don't like that chiluk, the Rambam says. Okay? That's as far as, that's four. Pinchas, you had a kasha?
Yeah. How, according to one that says it doesn't do it, it has to do with Mabras, why would Likavar bring up the case of Etrog? Or, to, I mean, I guess you could take it from that place.
What'd you say?
Wouldn't Etrog be a case of...
No, Esrog, no, he said that was Dini Mominus.
So then why would you bring that up?
Well, we're going to get to it, okay? Remember the rush read into the Gemara, you did it, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to that, okay?
If you say that just giving Kedushin into the double language, then that would also answer the Esrog, right? That's
what
I'm saying. That's true. So we're going to get to the point, we're going to get to it. Okay, that's four. Five, what was the koshi? What is the difficulty? On one sheet in Rishonim, but from Tanai, Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, and give two tirutz, and we gave to that kasha. Please get this. Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven was what? Was Dini Mominus, wasn't it? Conquering Eretz Yisrael, that's Karka. Isn't that Dini Mominus? So isn't that a very clear riot to the Rambam that it should apply across the board? That was the kasha that we asked. So we gave two terutz from that kasha. Number one, we said, this was Tosas we did inside in Mem Testament base. So one answer to that kasha was Rav Shechter Shlita has a beautiful mahalach that conquering Eretz Yisrael is not just Mominus, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and it falls on the rubric of Yisurim, like getting the Kiddushin. So that answers that kasha right off the bat. It's not just Mominus. It's a mitzvah. It might just be a mitzvah. And number two we answered, and this is I want you to get as well, the second answer we said is that it's very possible to say that we don't paskin like who? We don't paskin like Reb Meir, who requires Tanai Kofel. We paskin like Reb Chanina Megamliel, who does not require Tanai Kofel at all. And they were just machmir, and machmir where? Only by Yisurim. And not by what? Not by Mominus. So in other words, the whole notion, that's not a difficulty for him, because we don't paskin like Reb Meir, who requires Tanai Kofel. We paskin like Chanina Megamliel. The requirement of Tanai Kofel is just a Chumrim and Rabbanon, and that Chumrim and Rabbanon was only invoked on Yisurim and Mitzvahs, but not on what? But not on Dini Mominus. So those are two ways that we answer that kasha. Okay, that's five. Six, how did the Rush answer the Tosis Kasha of the Gabi Esrog? This is what Pinchas and Yonah were hinting to. The Rush comes along and asked Tosis Kasha, he asked the same Kasha, he says, when I gave Yosef the Esrog, I didn't double the Tanai. So how's it good, right? So we gave Tosis the answer, that when it's Belev Kol Adam, everyone's understood, you don't need to do Mishpat Tanai. The Rush comes and says, you know what? He did do a Tanai Kofel. The Gemara did not elucidate it. The Gemara was Lav Dafka. The Rush says, Beferish, that there was a Tanai Kofel. The Gemara just didn't go out of its way to elucidate it. But we added on the following, and that's where we were Mechavin Baruch Hashem, with Siyata Deshmaya, that there was a mistake in the Bach, mistake in the Beis Shmuel, if you remember. You see, according to the Rush, what do you see according to the Rush? That there's a requirement of Nishpatei Tanayim, Halacha L'maisim. There's a requirement of Nishpatei Tanayim, Taisa says it's in Sukkah. And the Gemara actually says that there was a double Tanai here, even though the Gemara did not elucidate it. So we came along with the Beis Shmuel in the name of the Bach. And we said as follows. What happens if someone's a Mekadosh, a woman, with a Matana Manas L'Hachzer? We're talking about a Tanai Kofel, okay? So if you're Mekadosh, Matana Manas L'Hachzer, we're talking about you were did a Kofel of Tanai. So the Bach quotes the Sefer Beis, hey, we didn't know who that was, who argues on the Bach and says not that way. Okay? So it comes out like this. We said as follows. What did our Gemara say about Mekadosh a woman with Matana Manas L'Achzer? Is it good or not? What? It's not good. We learned it yesterday. Because it's like Chalipin, yes? Mm-hmm. Now, is that talking about a Tanai Kofel or not? So according to Tosfos, it is not talking about a Tanai Kofel. Okay? Mashma, that if you did do a Tanai Kofel, it would be what? It would be good. You follow what I'm saying? It would be good because it wasn't done properly, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Whereas, and that's what Tosis is saying, halacha l'maisa. Tosis is saying a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, we pointed out, l'maisa. That according to what? According to this, it could very well be it's a suffix kiddush. It's a machlaikis, Tosis, and the rush. If you do halacha l'maisa, matana manas l'hachzer, in such a case, what's going to be? Are you going to say you didn't follow the Tanai or not follow the Tanai? That's going to be the machloikis in such a case, because if you say that you require a Tanai and you didn't do a Tanai kofel, what happens? You follow what I'm saying? According to the Rush, the whole Gemara is a Tanai Kafel. So what does that mean? That means that Kedushin Amanas, Matanam Amanas, is not good even with a Tanai Kafel. That's according to the Rush. What comes out according to Tysus? What comes out according to Tysus? You didn't do a Tanai Kafel. So if you didn't do a Tanai Kafel, what's going to be? The Tanai should blow up, and what should happen? Should the Kedushin should be Chal. So that's exactly what he says, Allah Lamaisa, that according to what? The Bach writes, according to the tour, the Lacha, it would be that what would be, it would be a, the Feirish, it would be a Suffolk Kedusha, be a Machlaikis Tyson the Rush. I want you to get that Mahalach, okay? Very important. We point out that's a, and that was a misprint in the Bach. Again, Nachamo. According to the Rush, that says the whole Sugi is talking about there was a Tanai Kafel, the Gemara is still saying Kedushin is bad with the Tanai Kafel because it looks like Halipin. But if you learn like Tysus, which you didn't double it, you only did it on one side, one could say maybe what? The Tanai wasn't done properly, so the Tanai should blow up, and you're left with the Mysus, so it's a regular Kedushin, so it should be a good Kedushin. So it's a Machloikis. So it comes out according to the Rush, it's not good. According to Tysus, it's good. So he says it's a Suffolk Kedushin you need to get. That's what we said from the Bach, which was against that Sefer Beis Hay. The Beis Hay Sefer was a Cholik on the Bach, and said, Beferish, Halacha L'maisa, not that way. But I want you to get that, okay? Are we talking about a Tanai Kafel or not? That's what the Beis Shmuel quotes the Bach, we are. And the Sefer Beis Hay says we're not. Halacha L'maisa. Sefer Beis Hay says we're not. So that comes out the Nafkamina Ladina. Please get it. Okay, everyone got that? Pinchas, you got it?
Yeah.
That's what comes out. You can miss that whole thing. Follows the whole, Rush is learning the whole sugya about a Tanai Kafel. So that means if you're Mekadosh or Matanah was lost with Tanai Kafel, it's bad because it looks like Khalifin. Tysus learns you only had a one side of the Tanai. So if you only had one side of the Tanai, Halach L'maisa, it could very well be that maybe you should suggest that Tanai should go up in smoke, and therefore you should be left with what? Left with a situation of what? Of a good Kedushin. Okay. That answers number what? Number six. Seven. What does Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel cholik on the Tanai Kafel or all Tanoim? We said in the Mishnah, Daf Samach Aleph, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel definitely argues you don't need a Tanai Kafel. He interpreted the Pasuk by saying that if they got him in Reuben, don't travel over to fight, what's going to be the din? What's going to be the din? They won't even get parts in Eretz Yisrael. That's what I would have thought. Kamashman, they still will get Eretz Yisrael. They don't fight if they don't come over and fight. See, we were medayik from the Pasuk, Reb Meir said, if you don't come across with us, then you won't get, if you come across with us, you'll get Avery. If not, not. That's what it says. No, Reb Chaim Gamliel says, don't indict that. You don't have to double it. All it was saying is I would have had a havamina that they would be fine and not get anything, even in Eretz Yisrael, Adam. I understand, but Lamaisa, they're definitely not going to get every yard if they don't fight. But you could have thought maybe they won't even get anything in Eretz Yisrael. So that's therefore you can't medayik anything from the pasuk. So Reb Chaim Gamliel is definitely cholik al Tanai Kafel. Is he cholik on everything else? That's the shaila. I want you to get this. So we assume halach lamaisa. Taisa Rosh says halach lamaisa. Taisa Rashi says he's cholik lamaisa. Rashi is Chaim Gamliel cholik on the whole thing halach lamaisa. Okay, he's only cholik al Tanai Kafel. Okay. According to Rashi, he's only cholik al Tanai Kafel. He's moded to the other Mishpatei Tanoim. Okay? And Tosos argues on Rashi and says, no. Lak, stak, and bero. The Chinim Gamliel says, there is no Mishpatei Tanoim. There is no Mishpatei Tanoim at all. Okay? So that's a machloikish Rashi and Tosos and Daf Samach Aleph from Aleph, we said. But it's possible to add on a Ramban and Rashba, Ritva, the Pnei Yeshua, that it's possible he's not cholik at all Tanoim. But the Rabban or a Cholik or a Meir, Lamaisa, they say you don't need a Tanai here, Ezra. You don't need a Tanai Kodim Lamaisa. That's a new pshat, Lamaisa. Okay? The Rabban or a Cholik or a Meir, they hold you don't need what? Reb Chanina is not Cholik at all Tanai. He basically agrees, Lamaisa, on everything except for Tanai Kodim Lamaisa and Hain Kodim Lav. Those are the two he argues on. So please get that. That's a third approach. He agrees with everything, but he just says you don't need a Tanai Kodim Lamaisa, you don't need Hain Kodim Lav. So that's the third approach. That was the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, and the Pnei Yeshua. That answers number seven. Number eight, let's go. What's the din regarding movables? Metaltlin, we know movables. Do you need a Tanai Kafel by Metaltlin or not? So we said that the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, Shem Yeshom, the Nesivis writes, the Minig is that by Dini Mamanis you only need a Tanai Kafel by Karka. by metalflin, you don't need a tonight kofel. Even if you assume you require a tonight kofel, then in moment it's only by karka, not by metalflin. Okay? That's number 8. Please get it. Tzorach HaShulchan, Simen Reish Zayin Sivov, and it's in the Sivis, the same Simen Reish Zayin Sivkot and Dalo. Okay? So you only need it by what karka? You don't need it by metalflin. Mayor, you got it? You got that in there? Okay, not the 8, 9. What's the chiddush of the Chassam Sofer Gavi tonight kofel? So you were asking me that in Shir Pinchas and Baruch Hashem, we saw the Chassam Sofer. Rashi and Samach HaManav gives an example where a guy says, "Hari zekite hamanas that you give me $200." So the Chassam Sofer says, "Why did Rashi give that example? Could have given many other examples." So he wanted to say an amazing chiddush. The only time you need a tonight kofel is when the tonight you make is for your own good, l'tovaso, that he's going to get $200. But Lamaisa, okay, that's the only time you need what? You need the Mishpatei Tanoim. Halacha Lamaisa. The only time you need the Mishpatei Tanoim is when it's Latovaso.
How would what would be a case for
him? Where he's giving her the get on condition that he gets $200. That's good for him. So that's where you need Mishpatei Tanoim. That's good for him. If it would be to take away from him $200, like he's going to give it, then even if you don't Mishpatei Tanoim, the Kedushin, you know, would not be Chal. You can make any tanah you want. You could give her. You could give her a get on condition she gives me $200, or you could give her kedushin on condition that what? That I give her $200, right? So if it's to your detriment, you don't require a tanah kofel. If it is lotovaso, then you need what tanah kofel. That's why Rashi gave that dafka that example. Okay, very good. That answers number 9, 10. What are the two examples in the Gemara and Shas that Tosus quotes that it's belave kol adam and it works without a tanah? Number one, if a guy sells his house on condition of making aliyah, everyone knows he sold the house because of that. And then he doesn't end up making aliyah. The deal falls through. He keeps the house. That was the first example. The other example is if a man doesn't have any kids, and then he's told his wife's pregnant, so he gives his whole fortune, he's a shechiv mirah, he's on his deathbed, gives his whole fortune to the woman that's pregnant. And then they tell him that she lost the baby. It's a miscarriage, God forbid. So he says, okay, give it to Mr. X. And then they find out that it wasn't a miscarriage. So obviously he wants all his fortune to go to his kid. So Lamais, even though he didn't make a condition, it's belave kol adam, it's self-understood. Same thing regarding the wife and the orphans. Remember we said he made his wife only a caretaker. Because obviously he wants his kids to get the property, not her. So those are three cases we just gave that it's belave kol adam, that even if you didn't make the conditions properly, even if you didn't make a full condition, or maybe even an elucidated condition, we still said what? We still said that the deal falls through. Allah lamaisa. Okay, those are three examples. I gave two examples. I asked for two. That's 10, 11. What's the shita saram kol omra amanas kol miyachshav dami? The Ram is a phenomenal shita. We said there are three types of conditions. There's im, if. If I eat ice cream, call my makadasher. Yes? If, then on the other extreme, there's what? Me'akshav, which works retroactively. What is im? Im only works when I eat the ice cream cone, then the kedushin's chal. Only from that time on. Me'akshav works from day one. You give her the money, and you say you only want it to kick in at day 30, but if you say me'akshav, it works from day one. And what's the middle condition? Almanas. So Ram says almanas is like number 3, me'akshav. And therefore, you do not need Mishpatei Tanoim. Ram says, Kol Omer, Almanas says, Komer Me'achshav Domi, and you don't need it tonight. Kofel, and you don't need Mishpatei Tanoim. Why? Yes, there are three conditions, we said. Three types of conditions. You could say Im, on one extreme, which means that the condition only kicks in when you actually fulfill the condition. On the other polars, Me'achshav, where it kicks in L'mafreya. And then there's a middle category called Almanas. Ram says, Almanas is like number 3. Kol Omer Almanas is Kol Omer Me'achshav Domi, works L'mafreya, and you do not need Mishpatei Tanoim. Why not? Because we said, what is the famous line of the Rosh? The Tshuvas HaRosh, that a Tanai is Milsa Achrisihi. It's an extraneous element. It's always a side thing. The Gemara has that in Ksubas, I think we said. We looked it up, Achafam and Beis. Tanai Milsa Achrisihi. If you want the Tanai to integrate into the Maisa, what must you do? You must follow the Mishpatei Tanoim. But if you're going to say me'achshav, if you're going to say almanas and it works l'mafreya anyway, it already is integrated into the ma'isa. So I don't need to follow the rules and regulations of Mishpatei Tanoim. It's automatically integrated by itself. So therefore, I don't need to prop it up by doubling it and doing the positive before the negative. Because if it's going to be working l'mafreya, I'm closing the gap, and therefore I integrate the Tanai into the Maisa. Whereas if I do Im, there's a gap between the Maisa and the actual Tanai. It's only going to kick in 30 days later. So therefore, I have to prop it up by following Mishpatei Tanai. That's the Shita of Zaramba. And that's Tazbir. That's the Svara. Please get that. What'd you say? The Svara is obvious that a Tanai, if you come from the background, when it's a Milsach Risi, it's an extraneous element, right? So therefore, in order for me to make it a serious concept, the Tanai, I have to double it, I have to follow rules and regulations. Because the Tanai has been divorced from the Maisa, because I said the word Im. That means it's going to kick in only 30 days later when I do the condition. But when I say Amanas Me'akshav, it's going to work with Mafreya. So it becomes, by its very nature, integrated to the Maisa naturally. So therefore, I don't need to prop it up and strengthen it. So I don't need to follow Mishpatei Tanoim. Okay? That's the Shita Zaramba. Very important Svara. And that's the Svara I want you to get. Very, very important. Someone says, Kol Omra Amanasis, Kol Omra Me'akshav, Dami, Perik, Vav, Alok, Yitzayin, and Hilchos Ishis. Okay, that's 11, 12. What the Tosfos asked by Tanai B'davar Echad or Maisa B'davar Acher? One of the rules we had yesterday is, if I give her the ring, right? Just like we said in the case, you said if I give her the get, she gives you $200 back. Lamaisa, that was Latovaso, right? Because you get $200. What happens in the case of Kedushin that I give her, I say, I want to give her the ring with the condition of what? Returning the ring. Is that good? No. Tanai has to be Davar Echad, Maisa has to be Davar Acher. Correct? It's got to be in a different manner. So Tosfos has a bomb kasha. Tosfos says, I don't understand something. I gave Yosef the Esrog. Why is Yosef not Yosef if he doesn't return it to me? That's a Tanai, but Maisa B'Davar Echad. The Tanai should go up in smoke, and you should be left with just the what? Giving the Esrog. Right? The Tanai is contradicting it. I give him the Esrog, and Tanai gives it back to me. That's the same thing as the get case. If you give her the get, on condition she gives me the piece of paper, that's not a good get. It's not following the rules and regulations. What happens when you don't follow the rules and regulations, Yosef? The Tanai goes up in smoke and you're left with the Maisa. So Yosef should be Yosef without returning it. That's Tosfos Kasha. The end of the Tosfos Dirmaska Lo Yitzir Lo Yotze. It's a very strong Kasha. That's 12.
Was that the same as number one?
No, that was the Tanai Kafel. This is later in the Tosfos. Okay? Tanai Kafel was the Kasha at the beginning of the Tosfos. The end of the Tosfos is about Tanai with the Rekha Maisa with the Rekha. They're focusing different on the rules and regulations. Okay? You follow me? This is the good rules and regulations, right? Right? The president-elect wants to get rid of all these rules and regulations. Small businesses, so people can make more money, right? And can pump more money into the government. Whether you agree with them or not, Lomaisa, if you have got the guys in the shul, Balabatim, all tell me all the time. It's very hard with small businesses to make profit with all these new rules and regulations. If they lessen those rules and regulations, they can make more money. Just from the very time of the election, the banks, this type of category, there's been 6% growth simply in a month because people want to develop small business now because they think there'll be less rules and regulations. Okay, you just read the economics and business law, 6 credits, done. Hey, okay, so you don't need that at all. Bite. Okay, here we go. That's number 12. 13. What are the two terutzim of Tosfos to Tarsus to answer this kasha? Going back to the Esther case, Yosef Lamais is a Tanai B'davar Echad. It's not following the rules and regulations. Let the Tanai go up in smoke. How do you answer that kasha? The end of the Tosfos fee. Number one is, first answer Tosfos, that rule is not a rule. Rav Ashi and Gittin says that rule is not a rule. The Tanai could be on something that is what? B'davar Echad. And the Maisa could be on the same matter. So it could very well be we don't hold like that Tarsus. That's the first Tarsus. That's number one, okay? There is no such rule. The Gemara slugged it up in Gittin. Fine. Second answer is a very, very sharp answer. Please get it. What's the second answer? That Tanai and Davar Echad are only a problem when they contradict each other. What do you mean they contradict each other? Guy gives the woman a get, yes? You with me? On the Tanai that she gives the piece of paper back, that contradicts the get. The get is he gives her the get. That's when the rule applies. But when you're not contradicting each other, then the rule what does not apply. What do I mean to say? So Tosfos says, if you hold kolom ramanas, kolom me'akshav dami. So I told Yosef, take this $300 esrog that I bought, amanas, you give it back to me. What does amanas mean? When Yosef shook the esrog. What's the din? He's yotze. Why is he yotze? Because almanas is komer me'achshav dami, which means to say that what? If it would have been a tanai of im, what would have happened when you shook the esrog? You're shaking the esrog is in abeyance. It's suspended in midair. It all depends whether you return your esrog. Yes. Correct, Yosef? So therefore, that's what? That's basically contradicting what he did. Because when you shake your esrog, you got to own it. If he gives it back to me, he's not yotze. So that's a problem. But if you hold me akshav dummy, what does that mean? When you return your esrog, l'mafreya, when you shook it, whose was it? It was yours. The mele, your yotze. It's a very sharp answer to Tysus. But it comes out that Tysus is saying like that Rambam. Call all Rambam and ask him, I'm akshav dummy. Okay? But Tysus is saying a very sharp svar. And therefore, l'mafreya, Yosef, it was yours, taka. You got me? So when you return it to me, l'mafreya, it was yours when you shook it.
So it's only a problem when they do contradict each other? They
in other words, the rule applies when they contradict each other. Correct, Stephen. But because you hold amanas korem yachshav dami, it will not contradict each other. You follow me? Because he has a condition on the side to give it back to me. But l'mafreya comes out when he shook it, it was his. Because if you say im, meaning to say it only is fulfilled when he gives it to me, that contradicts it because he's got to own it. See, it skirts the whole notion of contradicting. You follow me? When you hold amanas korem yachshav dami. Okay. That answers number what? 13, 14. Are there any shittas in Rishonim that are cholik on the second tirtz of Tisus? We dug up one. The Rush. We dug up one. The Rush in Bava Basra, according to the Beis Shmuel, says, even if they don't contradict each other, there still is a rule and regulation that the Tanai is on one thing in Maisa B'davraker. There is such a Rush, and the Rush seems to say it, L'maisa, in Gittin too as well. Even though the Korban Asano says you have no Raya from the Rush. But he seems to say by a Tanai Amanas, that it's Me'akshav, still you have to be careful the Tanai and Maisa are B'davraker. Okay, so there is possibility there is another Shita. Just get down that it's possible the Rush says you still need that rule and regulation even if they don't contradict each other. Okay, that's 14. Let's go, guys. 15. L'chura, what does the word l'chura mean? You guys got to know that. What does l'chura mean? L'chura, l'chura. You know, yeshivish. You want to say yeshivish. L'chura. Apparently. It means apparently. That's the best way to translate it. L'chura means apparently. So I wrote 15. L'chura, apparently, pinna ben is a payment of a chov. Correct? You have a chov to pay the kohen, pay it off. So the Gedol Achronim asked, namely, Rabbi Chonim Vassaman Zatzal, the Nazis killed him, Yimach Shemam, the Nazis. Right? You know, he came to America and he went back to be with the Talmidim. Imagine that. He could have lived there. He'd have been a Rosh Yeshiva here, Lamaisa. But he went back to be with the Talmidim. And he was killed. Al Kiddush Hashem.
Part of the introduction of the
Sefer. Oh, very good. Birka Shmuel writes, Birka Shmuel asked the same kasha, Rabbi Chonon. And also, I think Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky also had this kasha as well, if I'm not mistaken. No, it's Rabbi David Par, yeah. Reb Shmuel, Reb Dov Barsky, Reb Shmuel, and Kovach Yurim. Four of the Gedolei Achronim asked great kashas. And I told you the story already for Reb Dov Barsky, remember? I've told you that story of Dov Barsky, it's out in Ponovich, yeah? Yeah? With Reb Shach, yeah. Okay. Then I asked him the kashas, the Minchizim asked him, and he showed me the kashas. Okay. Let's go. If it is called Prius Chov, then how on earth can you pay it off in the Matana Masla Haxer? It's like a joke. You give the five slime to the Kohen and he said, give it back to me. You have a payment of a debt. The Gemara says it's good by us. Matana Manas Ox is good by a Pinya Ben. The only area we said wasn't good was what? Avi Kedushin, right? By Truma, by Pinya Ben, by Mecher. It's all good, right? Except by Kedushin. How can it be good by Pinya Ben? You have a payment of a debt. Lavda of adults, I have to pay my electric bill, PSE&G. You think if I say to PSE&G, I'm paying you, I'm a Matana Manas Ox? They laugh in my face. Right? They turn off the electricity in my house. It's a joke. If you have a payment of a chov, you can't tell them someone else to haxer. It's a bomb kasha. So what's the teretz? So please give three terutzim, we said. Number one, we said it's really not called a prius chov. It's called a mitzvah. It's called a mitzvah. Once you yotz in the mitzvah by giving it, there's no chov anymore. Okay? There's no chov anymore. That's a very interesting answer. Rabbi Chonon gives us a little bit difficult of an answer, he says, because why do you say Motz Mechal of Araya? Let's say I'm not sure whether I paid the Kohen. I forgot. What's the din? I don't have to pay him. Motz Mechal of Araya. What does that show? That the major motif is the what? Is the din in Mominus, not the mitzvah Shabbat.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's the first teretz. Second teretz. Rav Baruch Bir and Rav David Pavarsky say, Pinna ben works midin mechila. It's like the coin was mochel. So it's only if it's done out of mechila of the coin. In a chanami. It is a prischof. It's a joke if you do it in a betanamas lachser. But if the coin's mochel, it's good. Okay, that's a chiddush. That's the way they want to read the Gemara. The reason why Matan was last worse is because if the coin's being mochel. And number three, what's number three? Reb Shmuel Rozovsky's teretz. He says, also Prius Balchov, if the malva is maskim that it should be paid off on the Maslach, it's fine. It's Midin Piro, it's not Midin Mechila.
What's that?
Yeah, the third sheet is, it's not Midin Mechila. He wants to say, yes, the malva can finagle, the coin can finagle and say, you know what, pay me back and I'll pay you back, no problem. You can do it like that. Because he did, he gave you the money. And if the other side agrees to it, okay. But he did pay you. So he wants to say that that still is acceptable, midin piro, not midin mechil. Okay? Not midin mechil. We pointed out, Lamaisa, that according to the Shmuel, that because kesef works with piro and not maisa kinyan, how does the sinus kesef work al manas lahachser? So he said this is also called the piro, you have to say. Remember that famous machlokes we mentioned many times where the kesef is what? Maisa kinyan or the value? Yes? Between the taz and the small, if you say like the small, lamaisa, it's a piron. So how you yotze? Because we call matan lamaslas also piron too. Okay, that answers number what? Number 15, 16, guys. Let's go. You know, our Rebbe Rabban Soloveitchik Tzatzal. I ever tell you this? I think he said it when he was in Skokie, lamaisa. He said a shir for 7 hours, and there was a guy getting, because it was the last day of his man. Said a shir for 7 hours, and there was a guy getting married that day. So the chassan went to the mikveh in the morning. Went to the mikveh. He went out for the mikveh. Came back to shir, and then after shir, everyone went to the wedding. Okay, unbelievable. Rabban Soloveitchik, the strength. Okay, 16. What's the case of arif? Let's go, guys. Tasbir. Let's go, Stephen. You with me? Let's focus. Okay. What is the case of of arif? Tasbir. This is kiem chayenu verakemenu. Just like the guys say on the playoffs, the NFL, the intensity, the focus. The concentration that they have in the NFL playoffs, la'avdol of those we have to have for the Torah. Kim chayenu. The Torah is our life. It's a focus intensity. What'd you say?
Not the Bears.
No, I'm sorry. You had enough with the Cubs, okay? You had enough reward with the Cubs, Adam. Okay, let's go. 16. What's the case of Aravi? What's the case of Arif? Tasbir. Not Aravi. What's the case of Arif? Let's go, let's get it. What's the case? She opens up the dialogue and she says, you know what? She says to her cousin, I love you very much. Do me a favor. I want you to give $100 out of your own pocket, give it to Mr. X. If you do it, I'll be married to you. The Gemara says it's good midin arif. Because an arif means that this guy has been begging me for a loan. So I'm a little bit questioned whether he's ever going to pay me back. Okay? So the guy, I says, you know what, I can't do it. I'm not going to give you the loan. Then some guy comes over and co-signs it for him. Which means that if he can't pay it, the guy will pay it. Oh! So the Arav is so honored. Now I give him the loan. I give the guy the loan, and the Arav is so honored that I gave him the loan because he co-signed it. So the same thing, she's so honored. She got Hana back because she was listened to. Her chassan listened and gave a $100 bill to Mr. X. So that's what it means, midin Arav. Just a simple case, guys. I want you to know it. Okay? Avi, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay? All right, very good. The Bechin is going to be much shorter than the midterm. Okay? Maybe we'll do 10 out of 20. Is that good? I'll give you a good choice. 10 out of 20, Blinetter. Okay? All right, Blinetter, 10 out of 20. But I want you to know this, guys, these cases.
Can you say the case
one more time? Yeah, one more time. I want you to chazer inside, Stephen. She says to her husband, give $100 to Mr. X. And he does it. She's good. It's good, me din arev. We import the din of arev, which is a cosigner. Cosigner is so happy that he committed himself. Why is he obligated to pay? Because the loan wouldn't have gone through unless he cosigned it. Remember I told you that guy got stuck in my shul for $240,000? Remember I told you that? People usually co-sign just to get the guy alone. You don't think it's ever come to fruition? He actually had to shell out $240,000. Can you imagine that? It's a lot of money. It sure is a lot of money. Okay? He's exotic, this guy. Okay, you got it? You follow me? That's exactly what happened here. She what? She exactly what? What did she have to do? She was listened to. You follow me? The hana she got that she was listened to, she's Mekudesh to the guy. Now, don't get me wrong, Stephen. He has to say, I'm not Mekudesh Lee. Rashi said that at the top of Zion Amalek. He's got to say, I want to be Mekudesh with the hana I gave you by listening to you. Got it? Okay, that's 16, 17. Let's go. give three birurim in the Gemara regarding the nature of the Arev committing himself. Please get it. Number one, the Ritva and the Rambam. The Hana, this is what I just said basically. The Hana that she got because she was listened to. That's the way the Ritva, the Rambam, they all say it here. The Farish. Because it was Hana that came to his hand, the Arev commits himself, so too the Kedushin. He gave her Hana by the fact that what? The fact that she was listened to. Okay? That's what the Ritva says. It's not, it's the Hana Lamaisa, okay? The Ritva says, Hainu Hana Samos Atzma Losul Yadik. Okay, so it's the Hana that she got. Allah Lamaisa, that she was listened to. Fine. That's what the Ritva says. Arev Lamaisa Hana Liyadik. Right? And that's what the Ritva says. The money didn't come to his hands. It's an esoteric Hana. That's number one shot. Number two. What's two? Two is the Lush and the Rush and the Tour. It is the $100 bill. We view as if the $100 bill was given to who? Who do we view it to as if? It was given to the woman, correct. We view as if it was actually given to his Mekaj Begufa Kesef. We view it as if the money was actually given to her. Amazing thing. Okay? That's what we're Medayik from the Tyson Bamatzina Chos Ribis. Halacha Mais, if I lend money to someone, I'm an ass, to give the Ribis to another guy, it's like he's giving me the Ribis. So that's the Chiddush that we wanted to say, Halacha L'maisa. That's the second shot, Russian tour, with the mana, we were Medayik. And number three, what's the third shot? Which is an amazing shot, even more from the Pnei Yeshua, and who, Rabbi Kahnem, please get it, that she's mamish and arev. You see, Stephen, when we said midin arev, you're importing a din in the end of Baba Basra to our case. But the third shot is that she's mamish and arev. Wow. What do you mean she's mamish and arev? Because why? Why is she mamish and arev? How can you view her as mamish and arev? She's chayv to pay what? She's chayv to pay this guy back now. She asked the chassan to give $100 to what? To Mr. X. And he shelled out the money out of his own pocket. So she should have to pay him back. Why does she not have to pay him back? Because she marries the guy. She pays him back by marrying the guy. Therefore, halacha l'maaseh, that's the kedushin. The fact that she married the guy. She's putter from paying her debt now. Because she married the guy. But the chiddush of this particular approach is that she's mamish and arev. You're viewing your mamish as an arev, which is a little bit difficult. Lashon HaGemara, Gemara said midin arev. Gemara didn't say literally she's an arev. Okay. That's number 17. 18. What did we say on the sheet of the Rambam that says arev v'kesef? So the Rambam is a little bit difficult here, because what's the Rambam always say? We mentioned it yesterday. What did the Rambam say? You need hana. But what did he say you need hana from? From the kesef. The kesef's got to be the generator of the hana. And is that really the case here? The great Gaon of Steinman, Shlit to the Goin Oilam, one of the Gedolei Hador, Ayelas HaShachar, writes in his Sefer, the great Gaon. He says, I got a problem with this. The Hana's not coming from the Kesef. The Hana's a side thing that she was listened to. So what do we answer? What do we answer the great Gaon of Steinman? If anyone's going to Eretz Yisrael, if you go visit him, tell him we want to give it to Eretz. The great Gaon's Kasha. He would love it. You would love it. It's one of the Gedolei Hador. You know how do we answer it? The answer is that Lamaisa, as long as it came from the Kesef, as long as it came from Kesef, that's a null enough. As long as the Kesef is Lamaisa, the Hana comes from Kesef, and it did come from Kesef, because he gave a $100 bill, and she was listened to. Okay, she was listened to, but she was listened to through the means of a person doing something with Kesef. So even if it's a Hana Tzadit, even if it's a side Hana, but if it comes through Kesef, that's alone enough. That's how we want to answer the great Gaon, Harav Steinman Shlita, the great Kashi. He's such a tzaddik. You ever saw him? He's like 105, no? He's a tzidkis, unbelievable. He's the one that allowed the Nachal Haredi. You know Nachal Haredi is. They allowed, for many years they didn't want any of the Haredi yeshiva Bachram there going to the army. He was the one who said that the Bachram are not learning and they need to do another thing, then he'd do it. And he took a lot of. There were people that threw rocks at him. Can you imagine Buckram throwing rocks at him? 105-year-old man?
He still does take
heat. Yeah, I'm sure he still does. He's a gun.
They clearly have to go to the army because they're throwing rocks.
No, but I'm just saying, Lamaisi, it's a tzaddik, Lamaisi. It's unbelievable. Okay. That's the name of his sefer, Ayelas HaShachar. Okay? I can't hear you. Rav Hagon Steinman, Ayelas HaShachar in Bnei Brak. Okay. Fine. That answers number one. Please get that. That's what I meant to say, Ma'amarnu. That was a possibility. Want to say Arivik Kesef. Okay, you got it? Ben, you got it? When we said about Arav, you need the Hanah. As long as I'm not studied, but I can't do Kesef, that's alone enough. That's 18, 19. What's the machlokes you're showing him regarding Zrok Man El Yam, the Kaddish in the Chav? Fascinating. On the Dafir, is that good Midin Arif? What does she say? She says to the guy, do me a favor. Instead of throwing a $100 bill to a man, I want you to throw it in the ocean. For whatever reason, okay? Throw it in the ocean. Maybe she wants to see if the guy has a good arm. I don't know. Okay. She says to the man, Zrok Man El Yam. Throw a money or a coin, whatever it is, to the what? To the yacht. Is that good or not? So that's a major machlokes you've shown him. Is it good midin arif? The Ritva says it's good. It's mekudesh, it's midin arif, because she was listened to. She was listened to. But the Ran and the Rashba say, no, it's not a good kedushin, because you have to give it to a human being. Plug it in, we said. This machlokes we've shown him depends upon how you are maven the notion of mechanics of arif. If Arav is because of what? Hana, did you listen to? Who cares whether you give it to a human being? Who cares whether you throw it in the Yam? You were listened to. It should be good. That's the sheet of the Ritva. But the Ran and the Rashba hold not that way. They hold Halacha L'maisa that a human being has to get the money, as if he got the money, and therefore a human being is not a Yam. And therefore there's no Kabbalah's Kesef. And therefore, according to them, it would not be a good Kedushin at all. According to the Ran and the Rashba, we point out it's a little bit of a stira in the Rashba, because Rashba here works with Hanan, over there he works with Kabbalah's Kesef. Okay. Could be with Lamaisa, there's Gemira's Das, Halacha Lamaisa. Could be that there's only Gemira's Das when it's given to a human being, not when the Kesef is going to Ibud. Okay, but nonetheless, Halacha Lamaisa, we wanted to say that's a beautiful Nafkemina. Please get it. Get the Machlokes Rishonim Ritva against the Rashi Ran and how it plugs in the mechanics of Arif. That's 19. 20. What is the case, there's the Makar of Hana, I want you guys to get this, we said this at least 3-4 times. What case? What did you say? Asterisk is 70 times, Avi, okay? 70. What's the case, the Makar of Hana, Shonim Yechol HaKadosh Isha? Give me the case in the whole Masechta of Masechta Kedusha. Where? What daf? Samach Gimel Amanach, Rakod Lafanai, Schok Lafanai. She says, dance in front of me. I want to see if you're a good dancer. She says, I want you to make a joke, comedy. Those are services. Those cost money. By doing those things, you're giving her Hana, and he says, Harayat Mekudesh Lee. So give that is the case. Rakod Lafanai, Schok Lafanai. What daf? Samach Gimel Amanach. It's like the first or second wide line, no? Wasn't it? Take a look at it. Samach Gimel Amanach. The first or second wide line. Okay, you guys got to know that. We're talking about Hana so much this semester, so I want you to know where's the marker in the home Masechta, our Masechta, and what's the case. Isn't it Samach Gimel Amud Aleph? Yeah, it's right there, no? See it there? Is it the second and third wide line, no? Yep. Third line. See, I was wrong. Okay, good. Weiter. Okay, 21. I'm glad I was wrong. Lest the person become a Balgaiva, right? Okay, 21. Let's go. Why does the Gemara need to Magil Adin Arif? Why don't you just say Hana's enough? What do you need Arif for? Just say it's Hana. We just said that there's a case of Hana. What do you need to come on to Arif for? It's a Bam Kasha. The Machan Ephraim has this Kasha. Pnei Yoshu has this Kasha. The Rebbe Chonon. What do you need to come on to Adin Arif? It's Hana. Schok Lefan or Kol Lefan. It's enough. What's the answer? So he gave an amazing answer from the great owner of Shmuel Rozovsky. Who is Shmuel Rozovsky? Rosh Yeshiva in Panovich, remember? Remember we said he had to spend time in Boston? And he had to spend time in Boston for health reasons for a certain amount of months, and he became close with the Rav, and he said, there's no one like him when you're in Yisrael. Did you hear what I said? Remember I said that? Remember he said about the Rav. He said, there's no one like the Rav in Yisrael. Okay, we got to get a picture of the Rav in here. Yeah. We got Reb Moshe, Reb David Lifshitz, okay? All right, Weiter. You got it? You ever saw the Encyclopedia Judaica? Do you guys have that at home?
The yellow one, man.
Yeah. Yellow one. It's light blue. No, I have one in my office in the shul, and I have one at home, too.
From where?
It's
yellow.
No, no, that's Encyclopedia Talmudit. Oh, that's right. Yellow. I'm talking about Judaica in English.
Oh, no.
They have a nice picture of the Rav there when he was a young man. You ever saw it? He's got like a little goatee, a little bit. You ever saw it?
Yeah.
You ever saw that picture?
Great.
I don't remember. Yeah, maybe it's in Gluck, too. Okay. All right, good. So the Lamaisa, Rishmu Rozovsky gave the following answer. Let's go. What's the answer, Rishmu Rozovsky? Let's get it. He says an amazing answer. He says, Chok Lafani, Rekol Lafani, that's a service that you could charge money for. The Hanav and Arev is not something you could go to a Din Torah on. That's Hanav that the guy gave you, and you can't say, oh, I want you to, I'm going to take you to Din Torah. I'm going to take you to Din Torah because I'm an Arev. That's what the guy on my shoulder is. He said to me, Rebbe, $240,000? I got to pay him? I said, yeah, I'm sorry. He co-signed it. Could he take him to a Din Torah? No, he can't take him to Din Torah. It's a great honor. He says he'd rather take Shlishi and Shul, right, rather than that honor. That the loan went through because of that. You follow me? So therefore, Rekol Lafana, Sok Lafana is chargeable. It's a service. Therefore, you're Mekadosh Shulim with it. This din of Arev is not enough of Ana. It's not enough of Ana Lamaisa. So you have to come on to the din of what? You have to come on to the din of Midin Arev. You follow me? It's not enough to say that it was Ana here. It was not enough Ana. It wasn't chargeable. It wasn't a service. She asks a guy, give $100 to Mr. X. So, that's not something that's chargeable. Oh, you did her a favor, you listen. Oh, I'm going to take you to Dintar, you didn't pay me for it. It's ridiculous. You shouldn't have done it, right? Okay. That's what Shmuel Rozovsky's answer. So therefore, we need to come on to Arev, halacha l'maisa, that such hana is good enough for Kedushin, halacha l'maisa. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara.
Wait, then, so because Arev is enough to bring to a Dintorah.
That's correct. Arev brings to the table an obligation, and therefore you can Mekadosh a woman with it.
Right.
Because type of Hana would not have been enough if it wasn't propped up by Midin Arif, Stephen. Well said. You follow me? The Hana straight up is not like Skok Lafane or Kod Lafane. The only way it's going to be able to Mekadosh a woman with it is if it's propped up based on the Din of Arif. That's what the Gemara needed to say. Because this is not classical esoteric Hana. This is only through the means of what? Arif. Okay. You got me?
Yep.
Very good. That answers number 20. That was 21. Yes, that was 21. Why does Gorn need the magia to arrive in Arif? Halama hare lama hana lo sagi. Why is, you know what sagi means? Why is that not enough? Okay, 22. What's the kasha of the Ilui Maichik? Oh, there he is. We know the great Gon, unbelievable. He was also here in the 20s, Rosh Yeshiva, and he went back too. Did he go back? I don't know if he went back. Did he die in America or did he go back? I don't know, I gotta look into that. He was, the Reb Chaim said he was like the God outdoor. He was here in the 20s as a Rosh Shiva. Ilui Maichik, the city of Maichik. They have a sefer in there. It's type printed in the Beis Medrash. So we had two kashas this semester, Ilui Maichik. I did one after the other. 22. What is the kasha of the Ilui Maichik? And the din, tain prutu l'ploni, the kadash and iloch. You know, guys, when Moshe Brown once said, Shlita, the great Rosh Shiva, And also, we can't imagine after the Shoah how many Gedolim were killed. And we don't know what the Crusades did to us. Rishonim, you know, we have the Rashba written in the Beis Medrash, Rambans. We would have had 100 other Rishonim if it wasn't for the Crusades. That's a good way of viewing it, how much we were hurt by the killings of Maisa, the anti-Semitism. So 22, what was the Kash Lili Mechik on the Din Shal Tain Prutu Laploni, the Kadash Nin Lecha? Oh, he has to bomb Kasha. The Bam Kasha was, and Pinchas elucidated very nicely. He says, if you tell someone to go give a pruta, yes, what's the hanag you're going to get from that?
Yes,
0.9, correct. Should be 0.9. So if you're Makadish, Tain Pruta Laploni, Makadish Lamidin Arif, why should that be good? The pruta you should get, the hanag you get is 0.9. It's less than a shava pruta. Why is it good? Rabbi Chonon asked the same Kasha in Osmem. In other words, if you ask me, if the woman asks me to give a pruta to Plomi, how much hana can I be giving her? That's not the assumption. The assumption is that it's 0.9. Ben, you elucidated it also. Why'd you want to say it was 0.9?
Because if it's a pruta, then you would have done it yourself.
Right.
So.
In other words, she's asking me to do something, you know what I mean? So I give a pruta. So how much hana did she really want? How much hana did she really get?
She had a pruta of hana, because then she could have done it by herself.
But the fact that she
what does that mean? She didn't want to get the money, but she still got
it. So I said to Ben, maybe she didn't want to, she was, you know, she didn't want to do it, she didn't have time or something.
I don't want to give a pruta to someone like Odi Yona.
Okay, that's one of the answers. That's one of the answers we're going to give. But the bottom line is, you could see, let's assume she had the time. Let's assume she had the time, she had the money. She just asks me to do it.
I understand what the logic is of saying it's 0.9.
You do? You don't?
I don't understand.
So that's what I'm saying to you. I'm saying, let's assume that she had the money, she had the time to do it, but she still asked me to do it.
Okay.
So, but the fact that I listened to her, it's hard to imagine that it equals the exact pruta. You know, because she should have done it herself then.
She didn't want to for whatever reason.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, but she had the ability to do it. So if she had the ability to do it, it's hard to market-wise, financially, say that that's exactly worth the same amount when she could have done it herself. You understand what I'm saying? You understand from a financial perspective? I think you can understand that why it's only 0.9. You follow me, Avi? In other words, is it such a legitimate hana? She could have done it herself. For whatever reason, she's lazy, she didn't want it. So, can you say that matches exactly 1.0? That's the assumption of the kasha. That's the Ilui Vaychik's kasha. Okay? Now, what's the answer to that kasha? So one answer is like you said, like you and Yonah are saying, is that the Rav Dovid Pavarsky said, the Etzem Hana, Halacha L'maisa, and this is a possibility, Tosa says in Daf Yates, that Anas Mechilas Milva is equal the whole Pruta. That's one answer. Whenever you're Mokal Pruta, it equals the whole Pruta, by Hanas Mechilas Ava. The second answer of Dovid Pavarsky is the Hanas, the fact that you were listened to. So there's no Nafkimina, how much you spent. So at least it's worth a Pruta. But the Lashon and the Ritva is Nenes bepruta kasha yoiv laploni manet. It's mas when you give the pruta, lemais it is pachas meib shavar pruta. So if you look at the Ritva, it seems like backs up his kasha, because the Ritva. Remember we said that on Sunday. Remember we were in the other room. Nenes bepruta kasha yoiv laploni manet. It's like it's downgraded. So if it was point one, if you ask me to give a point oh, it'll be 0.9. So Ritva seems to back up the kasha. What's the third teretz of the kasha? The first teretz is that whenever you're dealing with Hanas Mechilas Hava, it's always equal a Pruta. Doesn't make a difference. It's always equal a Pruta. That's one teretz. Second teretz is that the fact you were listened to is equal to a Pruta. Okay? Regardless of whether you could have done it yourself. But the Ritva seems to back up the Kasha that says that if you were, when you give a Pruta, Lamaisi, and she's Nenis for Pruta when she gives a Mun, it's always a little bit lower. So we pointed out an amazing shot. What does it say in the Gemara from Rabbi Yaakov Emden? What was the case, Avi? It said, Tain Mana Laploni. Why didn't it say Tain Pruta? Isn't that amazing? All of a sudden, we go to Mana. Right? We went to Mana a little bit earlier by Matan Maslachim. You know why Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it's Mana? Because it would have been a Pruta. It would have been 0.9. And you wouldn't have been what? You wouldn't have been Mekudeshes. Right. Yeah, that's a diuk lomaisa in the saying why it said mana. That's an answer in saying that's exactly why it says mana. So what's it saying, Yonah, is that the kasha is a great kasha. That's goofy why the Gemara had to what? Had to establish a case talking about a mana. Because it was a pruta, it wouldn't have been good. So the third answer is basically saying the question's right. The premise of the kasha remains. Okay?
It's not really an answer.
What'd you say?
It is
an answer, because the kasha, the assumption was, what's the din if it's a pruta? That's goofy why the Gemara didn't give the case a pruta. Because if it would be a pruta, it would be 0.9, and it wouldn't be a good kedushin. That's goofy why the Gemara didn't give that case. The other two answers are, is that when you do anas mechilis milve, based on the tais and daf tes, anas mechilis pruta, shava kola pruta. Okay? And the second answer is that you're believed when mice are being listened to. Okay. Yes, what do you say?
Maybe we can give a little svara for you.
Go ahead.
Based on the fact that Rabbi Chanan Dafka asks it, because Rabbi Chanan says that this works midin aru, right? So the assumption is that she's going to have to pay back. So at the point where he's giving the money for her, she's eventually going to have to pay back.
Right.
So the hana doesn't really equal that, even though at the end of the day he's helping her out right now by giving that mana, ultimately she's going to have to give it back. So the hana therefore is not going to equal the total amount.
Why not?
Because since she's
going
to have to give it back, she's not getting that.
So what? A matana.
What?
Same concept as a matana.
But she gets married. Remember, Rabbi Chanan's board is that she got married.
I'm saying before she gets
married. That's how she pays it back.
I mean, before she gets married.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You're saying she's paying that before she gets married?
No, if she gets married, then she pays. She's actually an Arif. According to Bachanan, she thought so, he's saying.
Yeah.
But Bachanan learned the case that she was actually an Arif. So the fact that she got married, that's the Hana.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it still has to be more than a Pruta, because
otherwise, she wouldn't have gotten married.
Yeah, she wouldn't have gotten married.
So you're saying you have to come from a premise that was less than a Pruta, you mean?
That, the no, fact it was that more she, than a Pruta.
I'm saying the Hana, I'm saying. The fact that she gets married makes it a good kedushin.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's got to be worth a shavah pruta, though.
Yeah, that's
so the anah is a shavah pruta.
That's why it wouldn't work if it was only pruta, because ultimately, before she got married, she would have had to pay back, and therefore, it's not. It doesn't equal the amount of the money that he gave to her based on him listening.
And therefore, if she's the ariv, therefore what?
Since she's the ariv, since she's going to ultimately have to pay back.
Right. She doesn't have to pay back. She gets married.
But before
is that worth
saying, before she gets married.
I understand. When she gets married, was it worth a pruta or not?
It's a little bit less because...
Then why is it a good kedushin?
I'm saying, that's why the Gemara Dafka didn't say pruta.
Okay, so you're saying... Okay, I'm saying Rabbi Chon is not giving the answer, though. He's saying that it's anas mechilas pruta shava kol pruta. He gives a different answer.
No, but I'm saying just a svara based on the fact why it's less than a pruta, not based on
Rabbi
Chon's answer. Huh?
The svara is that what? She's got to give it back? So why does that show it has to be less, though?
Since before she gets married,
yes.
She's going to have to pay it back.
Yes.
So she's not getting a full hana based on that amount of money, because ultimately she's going to have to pay it back and then go back to that.
So it'll be equal, you mean? By definition, you're saying.
Or I'm saying less, because...
Why is your assumption right? If you give me something, I have to give it back. Why can't you say I get full hana if something you gave me?
Why is that?
I understand. You're saying that if I give it back, why can't you say I got full hana from it when you gave it to me? Because I give it back, you mean? Because I have to give it back?
Because you're going to ultimately have to pay, so therefore you're not...
Okay. I'm just saying, when you get it, though, you could say, and that's what obviously that's what Matan Asla Aksar is, you know? When you, if you take the first approach that it's fully mine, it's just a side requirement to give it back, you know what I mean? Okay. All right, good. Everyone's saying good. Excellent. Okay, that answers number what? That answers number, which one?
22.
That answers 22. 23. What was the other kasha of Lili Mimechik? And then the Mekadish Memilva. Mekadish Menos Milva. He had a bomb kasha. What was his bomb kasha? He said, I don't understand it. Why can't any case of Mekadosh B'milva, which is not good, why can't you just interpret it to be a Mekadosh B'hanos Milva based on Kinin HaMoyel? Based on the principle of Kinin HaMoyel. Kinin HaMoyel means you do an action, the two Kinyon. If one Kinin doesn't work, the other one should work based on autopilot. Automatically it should be good. Based on the concept of Kinin HaMoyel. Kinin HaMoyel means that the autopilot Kinin should kick in and should work. Rabbi Kiveger and the Tshuva Simon Lamantan is Mekadosh this concept.
So you're saying, why can't this case...
Let's hear Mekadosh room with the loan. Yeah, let's hear Mekadosh room with the loan. What's it in Mekadosh Milvo? We learned Chasid, yes, it's not good. Milvo Lot Son Inna. Let's say, oh, that doesn't work. You know what works? Hanos Mechilis Milvo. That works. So why can't we say that's what it meant? Every case of Mekadosh Milvo should turn into a case of Mekadosh Banos Milvo. It should work. Based on Kinin HaMoyel. That's the Kash of the Ilumi Magic. It's a bomb kasha. What's the teretz? I feel like you walked right now in the shir room. I feel that. The Ilumi Magic. I feel like he's here with us. He asked this kasha. So what's the teretz? Teretz is you only say Kinyan HaMoyel when there's two different kinyonim. This is all one kinyon of what? Kesef. You can't say, oh, one detail of kesef is good, the other one's not good. So I'll shift to the autopilot. You only can do that in two distinct kinyonim. Like Arba Amos... You know, Kinyan Arba Amos, and also, let's say, Kinyan Mashiach.
Wait, what?
Now, there's the only way you can say you can shift into Avi of saying that I want to work autopilot, that the Kinyan works, if there are two separate Kinyanim. Let's say, jumping on the football, Avdolodos, is it a Kinyan Arba Amos, or is it a Kinyan of Mashiach or Hagbal? So those are two separate Kinyanim. If one doesn't work, let the other one work. But here it's all Kinyan Kesef. Mekadosh B'milva is not good, so you can't say autopilot, oh, I want to go Hananos. Mechilzbov, which is a different type of kesef. It's within the same category of kesef. It doesn't work. That was the answer we said according to Avni Miluim. Okay? That's what the answer we want to say according to... Now, Kiveger's son, Reb Shlomo, said Kinemol doesn't work. He argued on his Abba. But Lamaisa, if you hold like Rebbe Kiveger, this concept of Kinemol, you can only say the concept of Kinemol with the two separate kinyonim, halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Two separate kinyonim. The Shlomo, he wanted the kinyon to work. This one doesn't work, you want the other one to work, so let it work. You can't do that by kesef. Okay, that's 23. Yeah, if you guys ever get a chance, there's a beautiful, the Rav once spoke in Pinna Ben in the early 70s, someone's Pinna Ben, and he was talking about Masorah. It's really very moving if you ever get a chance. It's online, you can listen to it. I read it once, but he talks about, you know, when he's giving shir, you know, he feels like he invites Rashi into the room, and then he invites Tysus in the room.
Is it English?
It's in English, yeah. There's a beautiful short short a essay that he wrote called Bikashta Misham. I once did it with the guys in the shul in Kol Nidre, and it was very moving, where he talks about when he was a little boy and his father was learning the Rambam, giving shir, and then he would ask Akasha. His father would ask Akasha, and the Rav was like a little boy in the playpen. I don't know how long, and the Rav was a genius, so he got all worried. You know, he would run to the kitchen to his mom and say, well, what are we going to do? Abba has Akasha and a Rambam. We don't have an answer. So she said, don't worry, he'll come up with an answer. And he went back into the room, and he's listening, and the answer, you know, it's very moving how he says, Rashi came in the room, Tysus comes into the room, and the Rambam, and the Ravid starts screaming at him, and how he can answer for the Rambam. It's an amazing thing. So we got to keep these things, we have to make the historical figures alive. That's part of the Mesorah, Hatziruf HaDeiros, to link the past, the present, and the future. That was many of his recurring themes, the Mesorah. Okay, Vaitan. So that's number what? That's number 23, guys. Okay, 24. What do we say on the din of Amira Be'uvda Shel Arif? Oh, this is very interesting, we said. Because it comes out, what was going on in this case? Who spoke? And this is what I said to Stephen. The guy asked to say, Hari Abba Kodesh Asleep. I did say that earlier to Stephen, but what happens? Why does he have to say something when he says, Hari Abba Kodesh Asleep? Please get it. Again, she told him, give $100 to Mr. X, but when he does that, he says, I'm marrying you with doing this. What's the reason why he has to say this? So the Magen Mishnah and Ron say, because if he doesn't say anything, what's going to become a case of? Nasan who? Vamr he. Which we said, according to the second Lashon and Ham and Beis, was a suffix. First Lashon said it was bad. And the Gemara said, here it's good. So he has to speak here. Otherwise it morphs into a case of Nasan who? Vamr he. Okay. Then the Ron quotes Acherim that argue on this. And say, even if he doesn't say a thing, it's still good. It's like a case of Medabri Mal Iske Kitiv Kedushin. It's not like Nasan Hu Vamrihi. Because over there, Halakha L'maaseh, he gives it first before she says anything. So when he gives it, we don't know if it's for L'shem Kedushin. Halakha L'maaseh. And the Amira, her Amira is Gomer to Kedushin. That's a problem of Kiyikach Lo Kisikach. But here he's doing the whole Maaseh. He's doing the whole Maaseh, so you don't need a Dibur. So I want you to get that. The Acherim say you don't need a Dibur. Okay? You don't need a Dibur. So the Korban Nisanil said, I don't like you bringing in Medabri Mabiske Kedushka. At least over there, he starts the conversation. Here she starts the dialogue. If the whole dialogue is from her perspective, you can't help with Medabri Mabiske Kedushka. Medabri Mabiske Kedushka is only when it comes from his perspective, not when it comes from hers. Then we had old Pilpa, remember on that Sunday? We went through the Ron things exactly on that sheet, but Lamaisa, I want you to just to get this and get the two sheetas. If he doesn't say anything, it becomes a nut case. Morphs into a case of Nusan Vamri. The Acherim said, no, he doesn't have to say anything. And it's not like a case of what? Amra Nusan Vamri, because he gave it, then she says something. That's a problem of Ki Kikach Lo Ki Sikach, right? But in this case, that's not happening, Lamaisa. And he's doing the whole thing here. But the Korban Nisanil says, don't bring me up, the Davis could get the Kedushin, because that's only when he starts the dialogue, not when she does. Yes, Stephen?
He just answered.
Okay, good. That answers number 21, 4, 25. I'm sorry, that was 24. 25, what's the Makar of Arif? And what do we add on to this? Remember that? What was the Makar of Arif? Baba Basra, what daf? Kuf Ayin Gimel and Beis. The end of Baba Basra. We said the Makar Nahavamin was from Yehuda. I think, is it this week's Parsha? Yeah. I think it's this week's Parsha. Yehuda said to his father, Abba, don't worry about it. I'll bring back Binyamin.
Yeah.
Anochi Arvenu, Miyadi Tevakshenu. Yehuda is the institution of Arif. Kuf Ayin Gimel Mezim Avasrim. Then the Gemara slugs it up by saying what? Maisim B'chol Yom. That an Arif is good and a Smachta is not good. What's an asmachta? Gambling, right? A guy makes a kinyan out tonight, never thought it would come to fruition. The psychology of a gambler, according to one opinion in the Gemara, is he always wins. It's addiction. It's usher, right? Any addiction, in Rabbi Soloveitchik told us from the chinuch, is usher. You cannot have addictive behavior. Alcoholism, except for tire. You're addicted to tire. You're shikr b'tire. Okay? Talmud tire. Okay, but I mean it in a positive way. You know what? You understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking about a person that's, you know, like OCD, God forbid. You know what I mean? I'm saying you're always learning. Rabbi Moshe's Rebbetzin once said about her husband that he's my husband is a shikr b'tayir. Okay, that's what she said about Rabbi Moshe. Okay, so Lomaisa, you know, the psychology, and I told you about gambling. We didn't give a shir about it, but I've given shir in the smicha. And in the past, maybe one time next semester we'll talk about it. You can't gamble on anything. You got to be on the high school kids not to gamble. You can't be involved in gambling. It's a terrible thing. What'd you say?
About people who like invest for a living.
That's a different thing. That's a business. That's a business thing.
It's still type of gambling.
Yeah, it's not really. It's a business venture. It's a business venture. I remember. I don't think I told you guys that there's a guy I know. There was a guy in Smicha with me. There was a guy in Smicha with me that became so involved in gambling. Every night, he was gambling on the Knicks games. He got involved with a bookie, and he dropped out of Smicha. I never seen him from this day on. I don't know what happened to him. We know what happened to him. Destroys people's families. I'm not kidding. It's a terrible thing.
What about penny poker?
I don't think you should play it, Yaakov. Nothing. Camp, nothing. I don't think you should do the NCAA thing either. What's that called? I don't think you should do brackets. No, you shouldn't do that either. Okay? All right, let's go. You shouldn't do it. Shouldn't do it. No gambling. Ezra, you got to be strong about it. I can't hear you. What?
You can do March Madness for free.
No, you can't engage in the behavior. Even for free. Even for free, you shouldn't do it. Okay? Only games of skill. It's not skill. The nature of the game is not a skill. Okay, listen up, guys. Listen. Let's go, guys. Listen. Okay, let's get back. The Gemara said, yeah, the Gemara says, let's close it now, Yaga. We'll close it. Done. No gambling, guys. We're done. I'm not kidding you, guys. I've seen it destroy people's lives. It's a terrible thing. Okay, let's go. The Gemara said that the marker of Ariv was who? Yehuda. Gemara says we've got a problem with that. What's the problem with that? Smachta. What do you mean? Like that guy in my shul. The guy, when he signed that cosign, he thought he would ever have to pay $240,000? He never would have signed it. He just was doing the guy a favor to get the loan. So you should get the loan for him. It's crazy, no? So Gemara says, you know what? How can they coexist? Ariv is good. Smachta is bad. How does it work? What's the answer? Bahi hana. That's the marker of Ariv. It's a svara. The hana that the Ariv got. When I signed as an Ariv, I got the loan for my friend. That's a great honor. All people respect me in the business world. People know that I have the wealth, I have the funds. And the hana that I get from that, I commit myself to pay if he can't pay back the loan. So it's a svar at the end of the day. That's the marker. Gemara thought it's from Yehuda, then the Gemara rejected it and comes out with this. Bahi hana, Tekum Meshab et Nafshe. Gemara Meshab et Nafshe.
It could be Yehuda because of Kabbalahs.
Yes, well said, Ben. Yehuda was slugged up also because of Kablonis. What is Kablonis? What's an Ariv? An Ariv is only a backup guy. That if the Lova can't pay, the Ariv will pay. A Kablon is equal. He can go to either one. So Gemara says that Yehuda what? Yehuda was a Kablon. Well said, Ben. Thank you. That's another reason why the Gemara slugged it up. Okay? But the Gemara also slugged up what I said about the two things, Ben. A Smachta and Ariv. The Gemara said both things. Okay? Gemara said both things. Ma'isim b'chol yom. We have a smachta and arif. How can they coexist? But Gemara also slugged up Yehuda because of it was kablonis.
So it's a svara.
The end of the day, it's a svara. Correct. Not exerts a custom from Yehuda. Correct. The svara is bahi hana. The hana that he got, Stephen, he committed himself to pay back the loan. What number is that? 25. Let's go. 26. Let's go, guys. 26. Okay? And we said that before we go on to 26. Rashi pointed out at the top of the Yomud, then an Ariv, we find in the Torah, Ariv is Mishtab Lamalva, to the Milva. No, it's to the Malva, I'm sorry. It's Mishtab himself to the Malva. And therefore, Allah Lamaisa, we said that Rashi means the Hana that he spent. And it's not on a Smachna because he was what? He got Hana from it. Okay? So therefore, that's what Rashi means to learn how to din Ariv is from the Hana that you spent the money Alpiv is considered Mamono. It's not a Smachna. And there was Mishtabid the Arif to the Malva. It's considered real Hanoi that he got. Okay. Very good. That answers 25. 26. What's the case in the Gemara of Evik 90? You guys got to get this, okay? Asterisk it, Avi, very much. I want you to know all these cases. You got to know the case clearly. Arev, Evik 90. Okay, tomorrow, Bikini is at 10. Everyone's got to take it. You got to be a man. Guys aren't here, you got to tell them, okay? So, Shadow's got to be an Ish. Okay, let's go. All right? And during the break, I'll grade the midterm Bezashem and the Blinetta and the final. Okay? Sorry, I didn't have time during the semester to grade the midterm. It's very hard. But I'll grade them right afterwards. Right after the final. Blinetta. The Iker is the coming and the effort. Remember I always say that? Okay, that's Iker. You don't miss. Come for Sadie, come for Shear. Okay, let's go. It's 26. What's the case of Evik 90? Ready? What's the case of Evik 90? Case of Evik 90 is as follows. He starts the dialogue. That's how you remember it. Chosson starts the dialogue. And he says, you know what? He says the following. He says, I want to marry that woman, but I don't want to shell out the money. He asks his friend, do me a favor. Give her the money. Give her money from your own pocket. It's good. He didn't have a Knighting. What does Evik 90 mean? Evik 90 is owned by master. Let's say a guy swoops in, a third party, and gives the master the worth of the Evik 90. Does he go free or not? Yes. Acherim can be po to the Evik 90 from the master. So just like you can be kona yourself by not shelling out your own cash, someone else did, so too I can be kona a woman by not shelling out the money myself. Yes. Reuven, the chassan, says to Shimon, give $100 to the woman, and I want to be married to her. But you give $100 from your own pocket. That works. We did have a Canaanite. And if a Canaanite can acquire himself by not shelling out cash, So too, a chassan can acquire a woman without shelling out his own cash. Someone else shelled it out for him. That's the case, Pashit. Midin, principle of Evik 90. Now, no one says, in this case, the guy's mamish in Evik 90. That's why that third shot in Rav Chanan is also very mechudish, you know what I mean? That she's literally an Arif. No one's literally an Evik 90 here, you know what I mean? It's based on the principles of Evik 90. Okay. We got that? Chlor?
Yep.
Excellent. That's 26, 27. What's the din of Evik 90 by a goy? What's the din of Evik 90 by a goy? The Ksos, Smach, and Ephraim, Reb Kiva, say it works. Works by a goy. Okay? What do you mean by a goy? Let's say the guy who gave the money was a goy. You have a goyish friend. The guy gives the money to the woman. Is it good or not? Ksos, Smach, and Ephraim, Reb Kiva, say it works. Reb Chaim argues, in Hilchos Mavlov, Perikei Halacha, Gimel says, does not work. Because Evik 90 is based on what mechanics? Shlichus. And a goy cannot be a shliach. Done. A goy cannot be a shliach. Okay?
Where is it?
Reb Chaim, the Rav's grandfather, in the Sefer on the Rambam. So we pointed out, Pesachei Tshuva quotes, Machlokes Chem de Shlomo Nesivis, can you be poda your boy, Pinda Ben, through the principle of Evik 90? Chem de Shlomo says yes. Nesivis says only by kinyonim does it work, not by mitzvahs. What would be the case? What would be the case?
What?
That was the case in the Chumash we had. Moshe Rabbeinu was po to the firstborn based on what? Moshe Rabbeinu was po to the firstborn, right? Through Shlichus. Through Evik 90, Lamaisa.
So who says what next?
Problem is, we slugged that up. You're right, because it wasn't his own money, remember? Well, we said Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't his own money. But what I'm saying to you is, if you held like the Malbim and the Gon, Halacha Lamaisa, if it would be theory, someone else's money, can you ask your friend to shell out the money, the coin, or not? Chem the Shlomo says yes, Nesiva says no. The principle of Evik 90 only works for Kinyanim, not what? Not mitzvahs. And that goes well with what we said earlier in Shiloh. What's the major motif of the Pinyan Ben? The mitzvah Shabbat, not the what? Not the Kinyan. Remember that? Okay. Very good. That answers number what? 27. 28. Yes.
Could you repeat the other
Shiloh
that's not
Kayan? Yes. The Ksos says it. Two places we saw it. The Machan Ephraim and the Rebbe Kiva Eger. The Ksos is the Simen Kuf Chav Gimel Sifkat Nehei, Simen Kuf Sadi Eit Sifkat Ntes. And Rebbe Kiveger is on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Tzadi Tzivkot and Dalet. Machan Ephraim is in the Shluch and Simen Tetvov. It's all against Reb Chaim. Okay? And the Pesachei Tshuva basically is talking about Machlokes Chem de Shlomo and the Nesivis is talking about can you be po to your friend, you know, can you po to your son through the means of Evik 90? That's the Shiloh. basically a shlichus gunner now. We talked about that between machlokes from Ramah and what? Remember we said all shtickel Torah? Basically, it depends upon what? It could depend whether it works midin shlichus. If it works midin shlichus, the shlichus works by pin the men, the Ramah said b'shem rivash no, against the shach and tas. But then we said even the Ramah says b'shem rivash it's good. What he says not good b'shlichus? The Amira, remember? He said that yesterday. The Amira is not good b'shlichus. So at the end of the day, shlichus seems to work. The question is, well, does it work midin have a knani? Because why? He's shelling out the money himself, not you. So Chem the Shlomo says it's good, Nesiva says not good, because only good by kinyan and not by mitzvahs. Okay, that answers number 27. 28. What does the Ram and the Rashba say in the Din Evi Knaini? What does the Ram and the Rashba say in the Din Evi Knaini? So we said amazing. Please get it. You know what they say? The Rashba says he made him a shliach. Rashi says he made him a shliach, correct? Yes? But we said that the Rambam, okay, I want you to get this, okay? What does the Rambam and the Rashba say? No. Let's go again. We're on 28. Before we get 20, what did the Rambam and the Rashba say in the Din Evi Knaini? Straight up. The Rambam says, Perakei Allah Chachav Bezuch Hasishas, that Ploni said, Iskachli Bahana Zu, Habalacha Biglali. What does the Rambam say? Hana. The Rambam translates the case of the Evi Knaini as being Hana. Okay? That the Ploni said, I want you to get married by Nazu Habalacha Biglali. Listen, I told my friend, give her $100. But I'm a Kaddisher, I'm a Kaddisher. The Hana that you got $100 because I told him to do it. So what does the Ram translate Evi Knaini as being Hana? The Rashba says, who forced the Ram to say that? Me Dachkolze. That's not Medin Evi Knaini, that's Medin Hana. The Rashba argues. So the Rashba says, no, that Ruvain said that you should be married to Shimon, and Mekadosh Shimon doesn't have to say Mekadosh Bahana. Okay? So who's talking here? Reuven, the guy that I asked to give $100 to her, says, you know what? I'm giving you the $100 out of my own pocket. I want you to be married to Mr. X. Rashba argues. Completely argues on him. Reuven Lamaisa says you're Mekadosh LeShimon. He doesn't have to say Mekadosh Bahana. The Ram is the one who said that. Okay? It's a very big chiddush. The Rashba is basically saying Mekadosh with Etzem Adomim. He didn't the money. We treat as if what? We treat as if the money went from the Baal. Whereas the Rambam is saying it's the Hana. The Hana the woman has because the Baal kibble miachar money. Okay? So the Rambam focuses on the Hana. Rashba says, what do you have to force yourself to say that? So that answers number one. You could just say simply that the Nosin is the one who said the Amir, and he said he'd be married to not me, but to the guy that I'm giving the money on behalf of. That was 28. Okay, 29. What's the machlokes shown by b'shlichus and by Evi Knaini? Oh, so let's get it down. Rashi says, when I asked my friend to shell out $100, I made him a shliach. If I don't make him a shliach, halacha l'maaseh is not good. Even if it turns out afterwards that he was fine with it. Okay? Then the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Hanano, that as long as if he reveals his mind, it's good enough, even if he didn't appoint him a shliach. Then the Rashba quotes a Baal Iter and says, even if you don't appoint the shliach, halacha l'maaseh, but as long as it's nisratz afterwards, it's good. As long as you're nisratz afterwards, it's good. So again, let's see it again. Rashi says you made him a shliach. The Rashba writes, if you don't make him a shliach, it's not good. Even if you find out afterwards, it's good.
What's happen?
The Rashba quotes Rashi, they have to appoint him a shliach, right? If you don't appoint him a shliach, even if you find out afterwards that the guy was fine with it, it's not good. Okay? The Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Hanano that even if you don't appoint him a shliach, it's good. As long as you know before the Kedushin was fine with the custom, then it's good. Then the Rashba quotes the Baal Iter. And he says an amazing thing. Even if you didn't appoint him a shliach and he finds out afterwards, it's still good. Rashba says that's ridiculous. Ritzui lach HaKedushin doesn't work. So what do we save the day? The Vilna Gaon says, works midin Tzchiya. Zocher Naam Shul Bafanov. She's a great woman. He's Zocher to get married. Rashba says, how do you know she's going to be good for him? It's not a schus. And maybe what? Maybe want to marry another guy. And also he's also to her relatives. So, Halacha L'maisa, we said the Rosh also gives a scenario where you made him a shliach or you did not make him a shliach. Doesn't have to dafka be a shliach. We said the Pnei Yeshua says Rashi would even agree. And if you look in the Rambam, in Pirkei Avot, Rambam never mentions a shliach either. So we see very clearly that there are a bunch of Rishonim that say you don't need to be a shliach. In the case of Evi Knaini, please get it. In that scenario of Evi Knaini, when I asked him to give the $100, did I appoint him a shliach or did I not? Rashi says shliach. The Rosh says could be a case when it's not a shliach. Baal Yitro also says, even if a case is not a shliach, we find out even afterwards it's good. Rambam also doesn't mention shliach. So, Lamaisa, there's a prevalent group of Rishonim, a Halig Rishonim that say you don't need a shliach. Rashi does mention what? Shliach, mashma, that if he didn't do a shliach, wouldn't be good. That's at least the way the Rashi was medayik from Rashi.
So the other Rishonim are saying that even if he's not a shliach, it's still going to be good?
Correct. Midin the principle of Eknaini. Do you have within the fabric of the principle of Eknaini the case where he's a shliach or not? That's the question, Steve. Okay? Rashi seems to say it need to be a shliach. Even though the Panei Yeshua says Rashi would agree with the Rashi, it doesn't have to be. But the Rashba certainly held that Rashi holds you need to be a shlich. All the other Rishonim say you don't need to be a shlich. Rashi has the case, the Rambam. Okay. Fine. The Baal Yitr says, okay, that answers number 29, number 30. Let's go. What are the three Malchim B'din Shlichas? How does Shluchas Shalom Kamosa work? What are the three approaches when you appoint a shlich? Either number one, he's an extension of my hand. Number two, he's his own man, just the shliach's action relates back to the sender. And number three, the shliach's even greater than the mishalech. He's even stronger than the sender. But there's a gzeres hakasev that whatever the shliach does works for the sender. So we work with the first two approaches.
What's the second approach?
The first approach is that he's an extension of my hand. Second approach is the shliach's his own man, but the action that he does relates back to the mishalech. And the third approach is that the shliach is even stronger than the mishalech. The gzeres hakasev is that whatever he does for the mishalech works for the mishalech. But not that he's an extension of man, not that the maaser relates back, but it just works no matter what, because you appointed him a shliach. But in theory, the shliach is even stronger than the mishalech. So we worked, the Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lekach Tov, in his first siman on shlichus, presents these three possibilities. We work with the first two. So that's number 30. 31. How are we mazmir with the machloikis between the Rambam and the Itter regarding nishtatata? What's the case? Please get it. This is probably the most famous ksos. We said it's kuf pei ches sifkot and beis, no? Or is it kuf pei beis sifkot and ches? Remember, add in the sefer, yeah? Svia, so you're taking care of the svarms, so you're the svarm cell, right? So you'll give me, you'll bring the boxes, yeah? Okay, I appreciate it, okay? Yeah, we're printing the safe for 300 more swarm. Okay? All right. Yeah, but it's supposed to come after Hanukkah. For V'yosef David, yeah, he's going to put them out in the sale. Thank you very much. Okay, you ready? Okay, if you want, I'll write an inscription. That's what I did the first batch. It came out 5 years ago. Okay? I don't know if my inscription's worth much, but okay. All right? It's nice to get a safer from the... They have an inscription from the Baal Mechaber. Okay, you ready? All right, I wrote that for the 10th Yortzeit for my father-in-law, Zatzal. I have to write something for my father, Zatzal, or any Kabbarz Mishkovel, but I have to wait, you know, I have to put together, it's not easy to put together a sefer. You need a lot of the material. Okay, are you ready? Let's go. Please get the case in Nishtatata, most famous ksos. All the yeshivas in the Olam, they know this ksos, even if they don't know any other ksos. A man gives a get to a shliach to deliver to his wife. Before the shliach gets there to deliver it to the wife, the man becomes a shota. Then the shliach goes in and gives the get. What's the status of that get? The Torah says the get explodes, it's pasul min haTorah. Why? Because the Torah holds that shlichus is yad harichta. The shliach is an extension of the man. You always got to gauge the man, the husband's state. If he's a shota can't divorce a woman. The whole thing explodes, min haTorah. That's the Torah.
Why can't you say retroactively it's preferred?
It's not retroactive, Lamaisa. Shlichus, it wasn't Me'akshav. Shlichus is you always have to gauge if it's Yad Richter. What does the Rambam say?
Could be kone for her.
Yeah, no. You need a shlich for Kabbalah. It's not a schus for her. It's a shlich. Shlich la'olacha represents the man, shlich Kabbalah represents the woman. Let's get the Rambam sheet. What's the Rambam hold? The get's only possible midrabanan, because it looks bad. At the time the get was given, he was a shota. But the Rambam holds that Shlich is his own man, and the Meiser relates back to who? The Meiser relates back to Mishalech, the sender. So he wasn't a show to the Shlich. So that's why it's good Minat Torah. However, it looks bad. The Mishalech is a Shota. Let's get the case one more time. The man is the Mishalech, the husband. He gives the get to the Shlich. Before the Shlich delivers the get, the husband becomes a Shota. So if it's Yad HaRichta, it's Pasul Minat Torah like the tour. If it's a Mice, the Shlich is his own man, just the Mice relates back. So it's only Pasul in Rabbanim because the Shlich himself wasn't a Shota, right? So it just doesn't look good that at the time the effectuation of the get, he was a shot. There is such a word. And there was only possible in Rabbanim. Okay? You follow me, Adam? The shliach is a representative of the husband, the shliach lo'alacha.
But if you do before him being a shot, then it's a word.
What'd you say?
If you do before he's being a shot, then he
no, but it wasn't given to the woman. It was given to the shliach.
Yeah, I'm saying so clearly. Saying
but it has no effect till the woman gets it.
I say before he became a shot, though, she... Why don't you get the divorce?
I understand that. But since the get wasn't yet given to the woman, it doesn't come into play.
Say before you give it, I understand that. You're saying that she has to actually get it, but it was in the process of going.
That's not enough. That's not enough. It's a good point. It's a good nukuda you're bringing up. But that's not enough. The bottom line is the get wasn't delivered. Yes, Joseph?
So why don't we say she's like an aguna and try to like push it through?
Why we say she's an aguna?
Yeah.
She is an aguna now.
Okay, so.
She is an aguna now. Whether you hold like the tour or whether you hold like the what, maybe you'll get better. But Kozman is a shota, she's an aguna. Remember we said the reverse for a husband? Let's say a husband's wife, she becomes insane.
Right.
Remember we said that? So you can't divorce her either if she's a shota. So what do you have? A heter mei rabbanim. Cherem der Rabbeinu Gershom was a man can't marry multiple women. Remember we said that? But they put a clause in Rabbeinu Gershom, you get 100 rabbanim from 3 different places, Eretz Yisrael, Europe, and North America, then what? Then you come out to the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay?
100
rabbanim you need. Yes.
So 100.
Yes, you need 100.
You have a check.
How do you break yes. it between the three areas?
You know, you try to do them as much as you can. 33, you know, you try to do 33, but you can't do it exactly. It's fine. But you need to have it from all three. Okay? All right. Then the guy can remarry. Okay, let's say a woman refuses to accept the get. I signed on a Hetamei Rabbanim once. So she wanted us to sign on a Hetamei Rabbanim, so we signed on it. Rabban Soloveitchik wanted us to sign on it, so I signed on it. Situation was the woman did not want to receive a get from the man. She was, refused to receive a get from the man. So the man stuck, he never get remarried.
Specifically because of him, or he was like feminist?
Whatever the details were, she was. Whatever was all shit. You know, it was with the kids, whatever. It was a very complicated case. But she refused again. What's the guy supposed to do? He's willing to support her. He's willing to give her alimony, everything. What's he supposed to do? Okay. Fine. That answers number what?
31.
Number 30. That was 31. Thank you. 32. What's the sheet this Rashi and Din Shlichas? How is this Makusha Rashi and our Gemara? So we had a whole Mahalach like this in the Sefer. Let's get this, guys. Because I want to get to, I want to finish this one and do 33 too as well. Okay? And the rest, you use for Chazar, okay, on your own. Okay? You guys got too much to do. I would go Vaitu. You guys got a lot to do. So we'll stop there. Okay? Let's just do this. These next two very quickly. What is Shittas Rashi? So Rashi sows himself. In two places in Gittin, he writes that the Shlich is his own man. On Daf Tes and Daf Yigimel. Tesim and Bez Yigimel and Daf. Shlich is his own man, the Meister relates back. But on Daf Chav Chesim and Alf and Gittin, he says that the Shlich is Yad HaRichta. And therefore, if the guy would die, yes, if the sender would die, the Shlich goes up in smoke. That's if you hold Yad HaRichta. If you hold the guy's on his own, is his own man, the Shlich would remain intact, even if the Mishlech died. So it's a steer in Rashi's. So it could very well be that we wanted to relate it Rashi to here. Because what does Rashi say? You said it, Pinchas. What does Rashi say? That the guy is a shlich. Why is it a shlich? Because why? So we wanted to say, Allah Lamaisa, that the money, whose money was it? It was the money of the middleman, right? Of the guy that he asked. So it was the shlich's money. So if the shliach lemaisa stands in his place, or is the shliach like Yad HaRichta of the Mishalech, okay? So we said we wanted to say that halacha lamaisa, you need the kesef to be the kesef of who? Kesef of the mishalayach, right? If it's the kesef of the shliach, it's going to work midin have a knaini. Because what does Rashi hold? That even if he's a shliach, what's the din? He's midin atzmo. So we don't view it as the money of his bank account, of the original husband. It's his own man. So it's his bank account. So why does it work? He didn't have a knaini. So we said, if we see from this Rashi, Rashi seems to be taking a stand. Unless you say what? What are we writing the Sefer? Unless you need kiyikach, that he's got to play an active role. So therefore, since he's got to play an active role, so you have to point him a shliach. But it sheds no light on shlichus. That was a possibility that we said. We also said Rabbi Shuzalman said by schus, daf tes and daf yud gimel, because it's a schus, a daf tes and daf yud gimel, we said that maybe only in those cases does the shlich still remain intact. Remember we said that? Daf tes and daf yud gimel, the ikra was daf kafes would be yada richter. So then you'd have to be mazbe with this Rashi based on what it said, ki yikach, Rashi by us. Okay? We had two approaches to it. Okay, Yitzvi and Yaakov got to go. Okay, Shabbat Shalom. 10 a.m. tomorrow. Wait, we're not done yet. We got one more. They just had to go because they had a class. One more. 33. What's the case of Adin Shneim? You'll get 33. What's the case of Adin Shneim? Please, let's get it. What's the case of Adin Shneim? It's a combination of both. Evi Kanani and Arif. Who's talking here? She talks. She talks like the first case. Middle case, the man talks. Evi Kanani. Arif and Shneim, she talks. What does she say? She says, give $100 to Mr. X and I'll be married to Mr. X. Double bonus. He gets the money, Mr. X, and he becomes married to her. That works me din what? Evi Kanani, because he didn't shell out any money. And it works me din Arev, because why? She's not getting any she doesn't get any money in her pocket. She was listened to, right? But she doesn't get any money in her pocket. That's a combination of Evi Kanani and me din Arev. Excellent. Okay, from 34 to 60, you're on your own, guys, okay? I'd like to do it, Lamais. Ask me cautious. But the Bechina will be 10 out of 20, believe that. 10 o'clock, okay? Let's daven mincha. Or you guys want to daven later?
Right now.
Let's daven now.
Right now.
Avi, you want to daven for the omen?